Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode today on Be Strong Minded Podcast. Today, I have a very special guest for me, which will be a big gift for you because she is my best friend. And not only that, Christina White is a mom, wife, and entrepreneur who inspires not just me, but also others daily. She has a day job, a side business, and she's also a certified nutrition coach. After spending the majority of her adult life obese, lazy, and unmotivated, she decided to get off her butt and make some changes. So then later, with a combination of fitness and nutrition, she has lost almost 100 pounds, and now she helps others to become their best and healthiest self. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. Even though I wasn't the first one, that's okay.
Well, if I would invite you like a first one, it would be like kind of bias, you know?
It's true. I get it. It's all right.
So thank you so much for coming. You know, the number, it doesn't matter when.
No.
And I'm sure it's like a lucky four.
Yes.
So for those who don't know your story yet, can you just... let us know a little bit of your life story. How did you slip into, you know, lazy and unmotivated? What was the trigger for you?
Well, I mean, there wasn't really a trigger because it was most of my life that I was like that. And it started probably, I can kind of pinpoint it to about when I was 16. When I got a car and my own money and discovered fast food because my mom never let us have it in the house. And then I met my husband when I was 18 and we slowly just gained weight together. You know, you get comfortable with someone, you're going out to dinner all the time. And, you know, over the years I tried different things and nothing ever really stuck. And then I had my daughter when I was 30, just before I turned 31. And I think she was a little less than a year old when I started, Mike and I started to work out every day. And then we discovered CrossFit, and that's when we really got our fitness together. And then my mentor started working at the gym, and he started a nutrition program, which I became a part of. And then that's really, really where it took off was when I learned about nutrition and discovered that I had a passion for it. And I really enjoyed learning about it and it just stuck with me. And yeah, that's about it. How I lost almost 100 pounds and just daily good nutrition and fitness and just having a good team behind me and supportive people like you.
I think it goes both ways because I believe that even though we all, each of us has incredible power within and inside, there are moments in life that we truly need a support and we do become as the people that we surround ourselves with.
Absolutely.
And I don't believe that you can live fulfilled, successful and really happy life just doing everything by yourself. So nope. I'm really happy that you're bringing it out, the power of the community, the power of the tribe, and really recognizing that there are people in your life that helped you to be where you are right now. So let me also ask you, because you know the name of my podcast and that I truly believe that mindset leads many things in our lives. How did a mindset play a role in moving from the stuck to strong? Because you said you were unmotivated and felt stuck. So how do you move from there to being stuck? And I don't mean right now just physically doing the exercises and eating right. But how did you incorporate the mindset part?
Well, I think most people who look at weight loss or just getting healthy in general think that the physical part is the hard part, but really what is the hardest part is the change in mindset, exactly what you said. Because if you don't have that change in mindset, no matter how good your diet, how good your fitness is, you're eventually going to go back to your old habits. It's all in your brain. And that's what I try to teach people when I'm doing nutrition coaching, is it's all about your mindset. For myself, I was and am, will always be a food addict. And just like any other addiction, yes, there's a physical component to it, but a lot of it is how you deal with it mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So mindset is a gigantic part of any big change in your life. So if you go into it with not believing that you can do it, you're not going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. So it's really
because your brain.
What do you believe in?
Your brain will convince your body one way or the other, whether it's good or whether it's bad.
So what do you do? Do you have like any, is there any difference between when did you start it? What were your routines to get a stronger mindset, your beliefs, and today?
Well, the biggest thing I think is just making it a priority. And as humans, we have a way of making time for the things that are important to us. You know, as you know, one of my least favorite excuses from people is I don't have time. Well, you have time for the things that are important to you. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. And so you just have to figure out what is your priority. If your priority isn't your health and it isn't your fitness, you're not going to make time for it, regardless of how much you want it. I hear people all the time saying that they're so tired of being unhealthy. They're so tired of being overweight. And then in the next breath, I hear them talking about, you know, the show that they binge watched for 8 hours straight. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all about a good Netflix binge every now and then, but it's the people who it's all the time. Like they think that they don't have time, but it's because they've managed to prioritize things that aren't making them better.
I love what you're saying. And what I hear, it's not about I don't have a time, but being honest with yourself and say, workout, it's not my priority right now. Being mm-hmm. aware and stop lying to yourself, because really, yep. What is your priority? You will always find time for it.
Yep, absolutely.
I love it.
I mean, I don't have any special powers. I don't have any extra time in my day, yet I still go to work. I still spend time with my family. I have my side business. I coach my clients. I work out 6 days a week. And I do actually sleep occasionally. So
that's what I was wondering. And I thought you're a Wonder Woman, or at least that's what your daughter believes, I think.
Yes. Yep.
So how do you manage it? Do you have any systems in place? Do you have any special tools to manage your time?
I don't. I'm not somebody who uses like a lot of apps, or I mean my biggest thing that I use to record stuff is my food log. But I definitely have a set routine. I have certain days that I do things. I have certain times that I do things. I set aside time for my clients, and then there's times when I'm not available to them. And that's finding time to do things is just as important as finding time to, you know, prioritize something else. Like if I was always 100% available to my clients, I would never get anything done. So it's okay to say, I'll get back to you later. I have times between this time and this time, and stick to it. Otherwise, you'll never have time for yourself or the things that you want to get done.
So it's about setting a healthy boundaries in your yes. life. So you yes. have time for everything, not just what you need to do, but also making a time for rejuvenation and self-care. And I know that you as mom and entrepreneur, I know that you really prioritize the self-care, and you know how important is that in overall health.
Mm-hmm. Like spending an afternoon at the spa, for example.
Thank you. That was an amazing birthday gift. Because sometimes I feel that as a woman, we are trying to do it all.
Yes.
We do think we have a superpowers and mm-hmm. we are, I can take care of my family. I can take care of my loved ones and business and job and the house and laundry and everything. And then you burn out.
Yes.
So I really love that you are putting such importance on self-care, because I also know, and that's my personal experience, that without enough rest and enough sleep, your body is going to be stagnant and your weight too.
Oh yes. Sleep is, and that's one of the main components of our nutrition program, is it's not just what you eat, it's sleep. Because without sleep, your stress level goes up, your cortisol levels go up. It makes it almost impossible to lose weight when your cortisol levels are always up. And it's a vicious cycle. The less sleep you get, the more stressed you are, the higher those levels get. And it's just over and over and over. So if you don't make rest a priority, and if you don't, and that's another thing, I have a set bedtime. I don't always fall asleep when I go to bed, but I always go to sleep either at 9:30 if I'm getting up to work out the next morning, or by 10 on nights that, you know, on a work night, because if I don't, I don't get enough sleep and then the whole next day is thrown off. So it's super important.
It sure. is. Yeah. I believe that sleep, it's really crucial. And having a bedtime, you know, routine, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. Because if you pass, your body will tell you the next day. So let me ask you, because you have a baby girl, how do you do it with her? Like, how can you set your sleep boundaries when you have kids around?
Well, first of all, you start them very, very early with a bedtime. Every parent is different, and I'm not knocking anyone's parenting technique. This is just what worked for us, but I can't imagine the people who have their kids up with them until 10 o'clock at night. First of all, kids need more sleep than that. And second of all, the time from when she goes to bed at 7 and when I go to bed at 10 is when I get my grown-up stuff done. That's like the me time. Whether that's doing meal prep, sometimes doing coaching stuff, or sometimes just relaxing. So she goes to bed at 7 every night. She has a bedtime routine too. And so she brushes her teeth. We read a book. I sing a song. We say goodnight. The end. And she's in bed at 7 every single night without fail. I mean, occasionally on weekends when we go out and do stuff, she'll go to bed a little later, but 7 o'clock, and then I have my routine. And that's the only way to do it with kids, is kids respond really well to routine and schedules.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And let me also ask you, I love ending my interviews with a question that is specific for the guest.
Okay.
So what would you say to a stranger who would approach you and told you that they have tried all and they are feeling stuck on weight? What would you tell them?
I would first tell them that I would talk about priorities. That's always the first thing I talk about. And then I would ask them, are they prepared for long term? Because I've done the quick fixes, and that's all they are. They're a quick fix, and inevitably they go back to their old routine. So are they willing to go slow and change one habit at a time, build a good foundation of health before they move on to the next thing? Because the problem is people want it all right now. And when it comes to long-term health, you can't have it all right now. You change one habit at a time. And again, it has to be a priority. If it's not a priority, it's not going to stick.
Absolutely. And it feels like in many things that we are doing in our lives, the instant gratification, we are so used to that everything, it's fast cars, fast mm-hmm. internet, you know, fast responses, fast breakups. It's everything. It's so fast that yep. people want the instant gratification. They want everything now. And I really like that. That's the main message, knowing that it's a lifestyle. You are in it. in the long term, and also that you need a support and you need coaches. Yes. So
even coaches need coaches.
Who told you that? I'm using that every day. You're absolutely right. Coaches need coaches, guides need guides, because we need to see outside of our own bubble. And sometimes it's hard to see our own struggles when we are inside of the problem. Yes. Because when we are in the problem, it's hard to have the brain focus on the solutions. So
yes,
absolutely. Let me ask you, what's the best way to contact you? How can people find you if they want to reach out to you and connect with you?
The best way for me is on Instagram. And my handle is barbell_diva. And you can send me a DM there. Or if you want to learn more about the nutrition program that I coach for, go to projectfitnesslv.com. It's not only a great nutrition program, it's an amazing gym. So you can get all the information there. And if you go to the coach's bio page, you'll see me on there and you can email through there. Or like I said, contact me through Instagram.
Thank you so much. I will make sure to leave it in the show notes too. Okay. And thank you for your time and for the daily inspiration and motivation, Christina, you bring to so many people, not just me, who you are there 24/7, and I appreciate you greatly, but also for everyone who is looking up to you, because going from couch to coach, I almost said it the other
way. Almost, it was so close.
You know, I can blame it always on my accent. Mm-hmm. So it's just my accent.
I speak Petia, it's okay.
Let's hope that the listeners will speak Petia too. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining me today. And
thank you for having me.
Daily inspiration. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.